It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We've all heard the term soul power. Right now, we're going to talk about a different kind of soul power, like a powered pack Dr. Scholl's insert. Soul power is a device that allows people to charge devices as they walk. It's currently in the prototype fundraising phase, but is said to have the potential to fully charge small devices like a cell phone with 2.5 miles of walking. I'm joined now in Studio A by the founder of Soul Power, Matthew Stanton. Matthew, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Also with us is Terry Glick, Innovation Works Director of Communications and Community Development. Good to have you back with us, Terry.
It's good to be here.
I'm going to start now with Matthew. What inspired the idea for Soul Power? Where did you come up with this?
So it was. It started as a Carnegie Mellon student project. A bunch of us, you know, the prompt was to build something that could help people. And we all, you know, were walking off campus late at night, couldn't see where we were going. So we started, you know, just putting a light on a shoe to see if we could light our ways home a little bit better. That turned into a shoe insert that could actually, you know, power an actual device. We realized that people were genuinely interested in mobile power and there was a real market out there. So once we saw that there was a market, we decided to push through and actually found the company. It was myself and my co-founder, Hannah Alexander, were the two who really took the technology from the project and brought it into a more commercially viable product.
Something you could market to people that, as an actual product they might want to have for themselves. And I'm sure one of the first questions people ask you about this is, how reliable is Soul Power?
It's extremely reliable. I mean, we've been working on it, and I've hiked on it for over 30 miles now. I'm actually going another 25 this weekend on it. So the device is extremely comfortable. We've been making sure that that's the number one priority behind this.
Are you wearing it now?
No, I'm not.
Oh, shoot. I wanted to see it. I wanted to see it in action. So what kinds of devices can be powered now?
So we actually charge an external battery that clips onto your shoe. So once that battery is actually charged, then you can transfer that power to your device. So any device
and like that, what could run off of this?
Any cell phone, GPSs, any kind of weather equipment you may have with you when you're out hiking. There's a whole host of small electronics that you can charge with this.
Man, this is cool. And I'm guessing you don't need that many cords either, do you?
No. The single cord goes from the insert to the battery pack, and then you plug the battery pack directly into your device.
So how long do you have to run or walk to charge a device? I guess it depends on the device.
It absolutely depends on the device.
Let's say cell phone. That's the thing that everybody...
Cell phone's pretty easy. Yeah. About 2.5 miles is where we're shooting for right now. That's the end goal when we come to market with it.
And explain again what it looks like. You said it's like a doctor, or I kind of used that description, but it's something that you just insert just right into your shoe.
That's exactly it.
And it's, what's it made of again?
So it's very similar to a Dr. Scholl's insert. It's a cut to fit kind of a profile. So you would slip it into, you would cut it to fit whatever shoe you have, whether it's, you know, size 8, size 10, along those lines, then slip that insole directly into your shoe. Then the wire would feed up the shoe, across, you know, where we've placed the wire, you actually don't feel it, into your battery pack, which is either located on your ankle, on an ankle strap, or on the laces of your shoe. And from there, once that's connected, you can then walk and charge your device.
And what is it made of? What's the material?
It's a standard orthotic insert. The material, there's a device that is embedded within the material that actually does the power generation for you.
So it wouldn't look or feel any different from something you might actually, you know, put in your shoe. So what stage of development are you in right now with this?
So we're about to start doing some beta testing. If you're interested in hiking around Pittsburgh, you can send an email to beta@soulpowertech.com. We're filling out our beta tests for later in July and August now.
So these are just samples that people can use to just test out the device?
Yeah, there would be a two-day hike, you know, out and back around 15 to 16 miles is the trails that we're planning right now. So we're looking for people to really get out there and beat this up so we can finalize the designs.
I might have to take you up on this.
Yeah.
This sounds intriguing. Matthew Stanton is our guest. He is the founder of Soul Power. And also with us is Terry Glick, Innovation Works Director and Communications Director of Communications and Community Development. Explain what Alpha Lab is, if you would, Matthew, and maybe Terry can chime in too. Explain what it is and the role it plays in the development process.
So Alpha Labs is a startup incubator. So companies who have their idea, have a general plan together, will go through Alpha Labs and really gain a lot more business knowledge, solidify what they're where they're going with their company, and really get out there and start talking to customers and developing their product further. I mean, it's a great resource. It's helped us out tremendously. I can honestly say we wouldn't be where we are right now without them. The amount of mentorship we've gotten from the program and the amount of connections we've made through InnovationWorks and Alpha Labs has honestly been tremendous.
And I understand, correct me if I'm wrong, but was your product one of the first to go through Alpha Lab with a hardware component?
I believe we were one of the first.
Right. So we have a it's short program. It's 20 weeks. So the companies that are involved in Alpha Lab have to be companies that can make significant progress on a small, relatively small investment, $25,000, and over a 20-week period. And we have been taking more and more companies that are making physical products, but it takes longer to do that type of company than, say, a software product. So we have piloted a couple of companies like SoulPower that are creating a physical product that have to actually manufacture something. And we have actually created an Alpha Lab program specifically for that type of company called Alpha Lab Gear, which is debuting this fall.
Now that Alpha Lab Gear has been created for hardware startups, what experience or advice would you give to similar startups?
Well, Matt, let's hear from you.
I mean, honestly, get out there and apply. I mean, worst case, you get some feedback on your idea. And feedback is awesome, especially when you're in the early stages of development. And I mean, with Alpha Lab Gear, there's two different application cycles. So you can get feedback early in the first cycle, and then you can apply again for the final cycle. It's kind of like an early admissions kind of application.
Sure.
Right. So the application cycle is actually open right now. You can go to alphalab.org/gear. You can take a look at the online application. If you get it in July, you go to this sort of early action or early feedback, and you have till September 3rd for the final application. And so the process will give you investment. It'll give you mentorship and education about entrepreneurship, but it'll also give you access to a small shop to create the physical product. You can have access to tech shop for greater equipment needs to manufacture, and there'll be a lot of mentoring and assistance on how to manufacture a good product, well-designed right from the get-go, to be manufactured, hopefully, here domestically,
right,
for commercialization.
What are some of the complications startup entrepreneurs encounter when they're trying to get an innovative product to the market?
Well, I think that Matt talked a little bit about one of the very important components of your stay in Alpha Lab, whether it's whichever piece of the Alpha Lab program you're in, is getting early feedback to your product and then creating additional iterations of the product from there with user feedback. It's incredibly important. You have to get that first product out there somewhere. You can design forever trying to come up with the perfect product. It never happens that way. You got to release that minimal viable product, get some user feedback, create the next iteration before you really go out there in a fully commercializable version.
What are iterations?
It's like a draft. Mm-hmm. So, if you're trying to create Windows 8 right from scratch, it ain't going to happen. You're never going to get a product out there. You're going to have to get that first minimal Windows product out there that does as much as it can do, get some user feedback, and then create the next better version.
And then your revisions would be your reiterations.
Exactly, until you finally have a product at a commercial scale, which is why these beta testers are important. So these very early testing, they're not really customers. They're sort of in on the ground floor at a period of time where the understanding is this isn't perfect yet, but you're helping to give feedback to the company. And when they go out with their product, it's going to be much stronger and more of the public is going to want to buy it.
We've talked about Alpha Labs in the past and how you offer support for software companies. Why was it necessary to branch off with Alpha Lab Gear?
Well, so, and I think Matt could tell you more about this, but a company that's actually going to manufacture a product does have certain needs. The time frame for the amount of time that they really need to do a product is probably longer. Well, it is longer than some of the software-related or web-related companies And they may need additional financial support. So with Alpha Lab Gear, you actually have the option to take a $25,000 investment, in which case you're giving up a 5% equity stake, or $50,000 for a little bit larger equity stake that's taken out, because you may need that additional capital in order to manufacture the product. So you need a little bit of longer time, you need more expertise in the manufacturing and design process, and you may need some additional capital. So the model looks the same, it's got some variations. It's its own iteration, it's exactly the same as what we tell our customers to do. We tested it with some customers like Soul Power. We tinkered with the model, and we're coming out with the Alpha Lab Gear version.
And so how can Soul Power serve as a model for startups in Alpha Lab Gear?
I think what we've done well is we've really been able to iterate through our designs quickly. In the early going, you know, before Tech Shop opened, we were, you know, having to send prototypes out to be produced by other people. This, you know, was costly, took a long time, you know, to get two prototypes done. It may take 6 months to get two prototypes out, which is an extremely long period of time, especially when you're trying to get something to market as fast as possible. Since we've been in Tech Shop, I mean, we've gone through easily 8 or 9 design revisions and completely revamped the product in the span of, I think, 2.5 months now. I mean, that's incredible when you're looking at the time frame for a hardware company to be able to do that. It's really the difference there.
Hmm. And Terry, Matthew mentioned that Alpha Labs was important for the business mentorship that the program provided. What are some of the business lessons that are most crucial for startup entrepreneurs to learn?
Well, I think in addition to creating that minimal viable product and then creating additional versions of it using feedback from customers, certainly your fundraising strategy, just your business plan strategy. How are you going to price this thing? How are you going to produce and then market it? All of those things come out of the Alpha Lab mentoring and education experience. I think, Matt, were you a mechanical engineer?
Mechanical,
right.
Yeah.
So you don't have a business background.
Nope.
You do now, though, having been through Alpha Lab, which is like MBA on steroids.
Yeah,
exactly. So in the future, can we expect to see this product, you know, on store shelves, you know, all over America, all over the world?
December 2014 is when we're looking to get it out there. But, I mean, if you want it earlier than that, we have our Kickstarter that's live now. You can go to our website and check out the Kickstarter, or go and search for Soul Power on Kickstarter itself, and you can place your pre-order now. I mean, we're taking them, and the delivery for that is December 2014. So we're moving to market as fast as we can here. So if you're a Kickstarter customer, you may see it sooner than that, but we'll be out there as soon as we can.
And we'll have a link to information about this on our website at WESA.FM. And Matthew, it sounds like you've I don't want to say stumbled upon, although, you know, it kind of works for shoes, but it looks like you've come upon a winning idea here, and that, you know, you're going to be some millionaire entrepreneur at some point in the future. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Matthew Stanton is the founder of Soul Power, and Terry Glick is Innovation Works Director of Communications and Community Development. Thank you both for being with us here on Essential Pittsburgh today. We appreciate it.
We like being here. Thanks.
Thanks for having us.
Coming up, a conversation with NPR President and CEO Gary Nell. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.